Amy, who's calling us from Seattle also.
Hi, Dr. Wright.
Hello, ma'am.
My question is about two supplements, magnesium citrate powder, if it can be taken with food, and the other one is buffered vitamin C powder. Is that okay to take with food?
Particularly the buffered vitamin C is. Now, let me explain a little further about magnesium and making sure it, not only it, but other things are absorbed. Dr. Stephen Davies published, oh, good grief, must be over 15 years ago now, a brief article entitled Magnesium-Induced Magnesium Deficiency. I'm not kidding. What he had found is that people who took higher amounts of magnesium sometimes took enough so things went through the bowels too rapidly, not just the magnesium things, but everything, the food, the minerals, the vitamins, the whole works, went through too rapidly, but it did not cause diarrhea. And so what he called that was gastrointestinal hurry, because he was British and he pronounced it that way. I really like it, though, gastrointestinal hurry. Mm-hmm. So anyway, he developed a little test to determine, and one can do this on their own, whether one can use those higher amounts of magnesium without causing trouble. And that was to find something that serves as a, quote, marker, unquote, namely corn, which some of which always pops out when the intestines are done with it. You can always tell you ate corn. Same thing with beets. Turns a nice red color. And then there's that activated charcoal that they have down at the health food store. So one takes that, uses one of those at a meal, eats beets, eats corn, whatever, and then looks at the watch, and then you see how long it takes to come out. Now, if it comes out too rapidly, then we've got this hurry. I worked one time with a professor from back east who was a chemistry professor who couldn't understand with his wonderful program why he wasn't feeling so good, and many of his mineral levels were low. And it turned out he was unusually sensitive to the effects of oral magnesium, and things were rushing through his bowel in just 8 or 9 hours. And what we really want is a minimum of 10 to 12 hours or more. And if we get up past about 18 to 20, we're considered constipated, just for the record. So somewhere between 10 to 12 and 18 to 20 is where we want to be. So when we're using magnesium, it's very wisest to stay with the doses. And getting to your specific question, yes, you can take those with food too, as long as you don't cause this hurry through the gut.
Well, when he was having that hurry through the gut, was he having laxative symptoms, or was
no,
he...
ma'am? That's why he called it hurry.
Sure,
there were no
That's
why it's called that. Yeah, no laxative symptoms.
And you were saying earlier that you should only take about 400.
I'm being very cautious because I've run into a few people who, when they went over that, they got this hurry thing.
Okay. That makes sense.
But a person can check themselves, you see. And I know another one guy in particular. Good grief, he can take 2 grams of magnesium and he doesn't get hurry at all.
He must need it,
I guess.
Yeah. Well, my dad had to go on an IV in the hospital once because he had stopped taking the magnesium when I told him he should take it for his cardiac arrhythmia. And they wouldn't let him go home until he had an IV of it. And I said, why did you stop taking it?
There you go.
He needed it. Yeah. Okay, well, thanks for your help.
Okay, well, thank you for calling in, ma'am, and I'm sorry about the long rant about the hurry, but it's important.
No, that makes complete sense, so I like that. Thank you.
Okay.